I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for September 2nd, 2018. A vacation was cut short for a woman cruising Carnival Glory over the weekend. The 36-year-old expecting mother began having contractions about 109 miles southwest of Key West on Friday afternoon. She was airlifted from the ship to the Lower Keys Medical Center. Carnival Cruise Line's cruise contract says due to the limitations of medical care both on board and in various ports of call, women who have entered or exceeded their 24th week of pregnancy at any time during the cruise will not be allowed to board or sail the ship. It's unknown how far along this woman was. Some of the locals on Grand Cayman do not want a cruise pier, and they mean business. The islanders are trying to collect 5,288 signatures from registered voters to force the government to hold a public ballot on whether they should build a cruise pier. During the winter season, Grand Cayman can see up to 20,000 cruise passengers a day. And finally, as we've previously reported, P&O Cruises is taking away their automated gratuities effective of May 2019, and other cruise lines are speaking out that they will not be modifying their policies. Cunard Line said in a statement to Cruise Critic, "We are not making any changes to the way we manage gratuities and can confirm that they'll continue as a completely discretionary charge." P&O Cruises' parent company is Carnival Corporation. You can find a recap of this week's cruise stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
If you have an Amazon Alexa-enabled device, ask her to enable the Cruise Radio News skill so you can get daily updates anytime, straight from Cruise Radio.